regular business. Now we'll go on to other business. In our first case, Mr. Lane.
Under
11,539.
Old business.
Yep, under old business.
Okay. This was application of Mike Luciani, south of Route 54 Lighthouse Road, being northeast of Cleveland Avenue, approximately 400 feet southeast of Lincoln Drive, and being more specifically Lot 8, Block 4, within Cape Windsor subdivision, with a 911 address of 38791 Cleveland Avenue Extended, Subbyville, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 533, Map 20.18, parcel number 133, rear variance from the rear yard and side yard setback requirement. On March 2nd, 2015, the board held public hearing on this application, and the record was left open for a revised site plan. That revised site plan was received on April 2nd, and I passed down copies of the original request, first page, second page is the revised site plan.
Okay.
And it's noted at the bottom, so we know we got the right draw.
Okay. All right, got it. Original request.
Thank you, sir.
The original request was a request for a 4.7-foot variance from the property porch in the rear. And they were proposing to be 15.3. The second request was for a 4.8-foot variance from the property for the two-story dwelling, proposing a 5.2-foot setback from the side. That was on the second drawing, the first drawing. Revised request shows that they're proposing a, let me read it, and let's see. 6.5 foot from the lot number 7, which would be to the north.
To the north?
15.3 from the lagoon. A 8.2 feet to the dwelling, but 4 feet to the proposed deck. And HVAC and the outside shower. Everything would be at 4 feet. And then the front yard setback wasn't that part of the application. They meet the 10-foot setback from the front. So the similarities, they moved the building more to the north by 3 foot. Originally, they applied for a 1.2-foot setback from the south side and a 9.5 to the north side. And now they are proposing to be 4 feet from the south side and 6.5 from the north side.
Are they making the dwelling smaller?
It appears to be the same dwelling.
Well, how does that math work?
Yeah,
I'm just saying that's what it appears. I'm just trying to look at it with my blind eyes right now. With it.
Yeah. It's going to be, how can that be? Let's see.
Well, the math works based on whoever drew the drawing.
Okay.
That was done by a surveyor. He's saying you look at it as being a total of 10.5 foot between the two setbacks just for quick orientation. And before that, it would have been 10.7. So there's a little error in the dimension. But there may be a slight adjustment in their calculation.
I see.
Okay. They're also showing what appears to be the storage, proposed storage underneath the unit, appeared to be 8 by 10.3, and in the other drawing it appeared to be a little bit greater. Well, basically the same.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the difference in the dimensions. 29 foot for the dwelling. On the front part, and on the back it says 30.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Still the same. That must have been the math by the surveyor.
Gotcha.
Have to be.
Okay, so Let's go on to north side. North side, he wants a variance of what?
3.5.
Okay, and what's he want on the south side?
Six.
Six foot?
Right.
And nothing in...
Originally, he was basically applying for...
Right, for...
I'm reading it right.
He was applying for .5.
They were showing a five-foot building restriction line is what, is where the first error was, because the ordinance requires 10.
Right.
I think the restrictions of the private deed restriction provides for the five, so that's where they were mixing apples and oranges.
Right.
So that's all there is, variances that they're asking now.
But originally, he would have needed a .5 on the north and...
Originally, he would have needed, yeah, .5 on the north side and...
8.8.
Yeah, 8.8.
Right, that's what I had, yeah, on the...
Now he's moved the one on the south side to make it at least 4 feet, which makes it 6.5 on the north side, according to his calculation. It's hard to read on a reduced scale like that.
It sure is.
Especially at this hour.
At 10:30.
Yeah, at our age. Dana helps out here.
Struggling myself.
Oh, you want me to help you guys out?
No.
Can't see the damn thing.
Jimmy's sitting there saying, "I can't believe this."
But really, the drawing says that it's inch equals 20. But it's reduced a lot.
Yeah.
To make it, you know, if it was 1 to 20, it'd be easy to read.
Right.
Jeez.
It's legible, but it's just... But what they gave us, we took a copy of the original, which was the original application, and stapled the revised request received on April 2nd. So you could compare.
And if it doesn't get in confusing enough, then you throw in all those little elevations, right?
Oh, yeah, well, there's elevations all over the property just for them. And then they also showed the proposed driveway with all the stone in it. It makes it...
Confuses the mix.
Great word.
On the...
Busy. Yeah, busy, that's the right word. Drawing's a little busy.
Well, we just approved one tonight for, on the variances on the north, south side.
Right. Sure did.
And what did you say, if I got my math right, what did you say, 3.8, 8/10 of a foot on the north side?
3.5.
On the 3.5 on the north and...
Six.
Six on the rear, on the south, sorry.
Okay, yeah, that's what I have.
And then you got a five-foot variance, well, 4.7 on the rear.
That's still...
Supposed to be 15.3.
I can see that.
Makes it confusing when you've got a private deed restriction to say one thing, and then there's county regulations say another, and you try to...
Sure does.
Well, and the surveyor puts the private ones and not the county.
Yeah, they show them both, and it gets confusing.
Well, yeah.
You've tried before to talk to them, the home associations, haven't you, to talk to them? I know I sat down and talked to them.
Well, for benefit of the board, we tried to get the, well, you talked to them when you were...
Yeah.
We tried to get Cape Winter and Swan Keys both to apply for... Cape Winter, we tried to get them to go GR.
Right.
So we eliminate the 20 thing, foot off the rear, but we already established the average. And then the setbacks on the side would, are 10 based on code. That's the only place we'd see variances. We don't have the 35% anymore, et cetera. Swan Keys was almost the same, but that's GR, so that made it easier. They got an average on the front yard, but we still get variances.
Right.
I know...
Right, because they went from putting mobile homes in there to large houses.
Well, they went from manufactured homes with a 35% lot coverage plus five-foot setbacks to an average front yard and 10-foot setbacks, and no 35% lot coverage calculation at all. That's...
Yeah, it took a whole afternoon with the whole group down there at John.
Basically, they tried to build on a total open buildable area.
And they dug their heels in and said, no way. Mm-hmm. That's just the way we want to run our show.
Well, Cape Winds are 1 to 15 foot from the lagoon.
Right.
That's the reason they wouldn't apply.
Right. So anyway, this is what we're left with, right?
Yep. Any further questions?
At least there hadn't been any height variance requests.
Right.
Yeah. Mr. Rickards, how are you?
I'm okay.
Mr. Mills?
I'm good with it.
I'm okay.
We just approved one tonight for the same.
All right, if everybody then is in agreement, I'll be open for a motion.
Let's make sure that we include the setback proposed on the revised plan submitted.
3.5.
So you got 3.5 on the north side, 6 foot on the south side, and 4.7 on the
rear
lagoon side, rear.
Okay.
Chair will entertain a motion then.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,539, and it would be on the revised site plan, site plan, and it'll be at 3.5 on the north side, 6 foot variance on the south side, and 4.7 tenths on the rear. There's a neat uniqueness to the property. They're 50 foot by, boy, I can't read the depth of it, but they are small lots. That's the uniqueness of it. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Of course, that's the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The it's going from a mobile home park to the AR1, and a variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood. There's been other homes in there had the same type of adjustments, and the requested variance is a minimum that will afford relief.
And do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,539 for the requested variance. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
I'm just going to wait for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,539 is approved.